Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This weekend, all of us and the whole country with us celebrate our freedoms as Americans. We remember the sacrifice made by so many that we might enjoy the life that we live here in the United States. We pause in gratitude for these lives and for the life we get to share. Today in church, we also celebrate the freedom that God has provided for all of God's children, not just us here in America. We celebrate the freedom of God, which is a freedom for service, a freedom for caring and sharing, for forgiveness and peace. Last week, we talked about three people challenged by Jesus' invitation into God's freedom. They felt that they were still bound to law or convention or to the expectation of others. This week, we hear about 70 people who heard Jesus' invitation to live God's freedom and share the message and love. 70 people who took Jesus up on that invitation and who lived, loved, served, cured, helped people. They found joy, they lived joy, and they returned in joy. Jesus, as he is calling, as he is sending this group of 70 out into the world, he reminds them that life is never easy. Now, this is really good for everyone, even us, to hear and to remember, because being a Christian doesn't mean that your life gets easy. Sometimes it means that we are the target. And Jesus also reminds the 70 in us that there are wolves in the world. But even though those wolves are out there, we are called to go and to love even the wolves. Jesus also instructs these 70 that there are no special tools or required things that are needed to live our lives in ministry and mission. Not even books. And if you've been to my office, you know that I think that books are a pretty important thing. But there's nothing required. There's no special clothes. Although I am wearing a collar and robes, but that's not what's required, right? There's no special diet. There's no phrase book. There's no particular time of day or day of the week or anything. As we go out in love and in mission, there is only living in the love of God that is required. And in sending them two by two, Jesus is also teaching us that our freedom comes in and through our community. We cannot do it alone for long for any real ministry to happen. The beauty is that when we share, we're not alone. Jesus encourages us to recall and to live with each other, to live in community, in partnership, in Christ, and thus we have a chance to succeed. As all of this is going on, the disciples, no, the apostles, find joy. They discover that living and loving, that helping and caring, they discover that none of that is a burden, but is rather a way to discover joy. See, too many people believe that helping someone else is a tiresome imposition on my life. But in reality, to help and to care is the greatest source of joy. That's what Jesus is showing the 70 today, that life in God's family can be lived in joy, and that joy can be lived as we help one another and grow the family of God. So Jesus sends out this group and they go and live, serving, caring, preaching, healing, helping. And then they come back in joy. They live, they serve, they care, they help, they find joy, and evil is destroyed. You see, when they returned, Jesus says to them, I watched Satan fall down like lightning, which to me means that because of the ministry of these 70 and more, because of the love that they share, evil is destroyed like that. When God's people live God's love and bring God's dream to life, there is no power for evil to draw from. We become the proof and the power for love and goodness when we live out the calling and the sending of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, all of this stuff that we have been talking about, this mission of the 70, it's good and it's great. But the truly amazing thing about it is that all of this stuff they did in Samaria. They did it in enemy territory. They do it in a place where they are not always welcome and where they don't always like the people they find. And yet they find joy and live peace and bring God's dream, even Samaria. Jesus pairs them up and sends them out into Samaria. He does that also for all of us. Now, we don't live in the Near East, but we definitely have a Samaria in our lives. It doesn't have to be a physical place, you know, like Michigan, but rather it is all of the places and all of the situations where we live and breathe, where we work and where we struggle and yet find ourselves every day. And it is to these that Jesus sends us in love. We follow Jesus into our lives. Jesus walks with us into our lives. The Holy Spirit forgives us and makes us holy in our lives. This is the place to where we are sent. These are the people, at least some of the people, to whom we are sent. Now, we are sent not to cast down Satan, not to judge or convict. We are sent to love and serve, to forgive and proclaim the love of God in the presence of the kingdom. We are not even called upon to succeed. All that Jesus wants is that we try. We live and love and find joy because God will do the hard work. God is with us, working at our side, and God is the one who will make our effort and our help to bear fruit. It is not you or me that makes God's kingdom come, that makes the forgiveness work, that allows the glory to shine forth. It is always and only our amazing God. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul writes. May we never boast of anything but God's love in Jesus Christ, God's love and dreams, God's forgiveness, life and salvation, God's purpose and glory, all of which is made real for us in the cross of Christ. This weekend, we celebrate our freedom as a nation and as God's children. It is my prayer that the freedoms we enjoy as Americans will help us live the freedom that is ours as Christians. May Christ go with us. May Satan fall like lightning. May we go into the world with hope and strength, with the presence of Jesus with us, as we make God's vision for freedom and joy into our daily mission. Let us celebrate and share all that we have received, and may the joy that can only come from knowing God be yours. Amen.